This is Reverend Christine. And this is Coffee with Christine. Got some things to talk about. Coffee with Christine, the pandemic BS, they're still trying to push it. It's been raining a lot here. The other day we had three times hail during the day, three different times. And, you know, it's still winter here. I don't know where you're at, but it's still winter here, and it's raining right now. I've been working out in the garden, trying to work the soil. I got a couple ideas. I talked with some people, and I'm going to try and experiment this year. What they did before the Great Reset was in gardens, they'd put copper rods down in the ground and put wire with it, and then would wrap it around a trunk of the plant they were growing, and you'd take copper wire and make like a circular thing, so it'd act as an antenna, and it would draw in the ether plus the earth energy, and it would grow the plant really nice. So I'm going to give that a try. And this summer, when I do that, I'll show it to you. But they're still trying to push some kind of pandemic. Since everybody fell for the last one, they figure they can do it again. And they keep switching, you know, what disease they're going to claim, what virus and that kind of thing. And then we hear things about, cyber attacks and then power outages. And we keep hearing all this garbage. I've been waiting for the fake alien invasion. The only reason why it's fake is because they've been here. There's no invasion. They did it long ago. They're here. So anyway, I'm looking forward to the fake alien invasion. I'm looking forward to seeing holograms in the sky and everything of UFOs. You know, the Project Blue Beam or whatever they call that. But also their plan is to actually shoot down some planes and blame it on the aliens, the alien invasion. They want to shoot down some commercial planes with lots of passengers, as well as a few military jets. And then they want to start destroying a few cities across the country and claim it's aliens doing it. So there'll be a lot of loss of life when they do that. But I've been kind of looking forward to, you know, getting some video. And it seems like, I could be wrong, but I think they're going to do it next year. I think when they run out of everything else to do, and if we don't comply, which I certainly not planning on, if we don't comply, what are they going to do? They'll have to try something like the alien invasion. So, don't fall for any more BS about pandemics of any kind, whether it's, they claim it's a new virus or virulent variation of some sort. The thing about pandemics, real pandemics, and we know they're not viruses, but real pandemics, is that they die off. They have a lifespan and then they die off. They don't get stronger, they don't make variants. That's all done artificially in a lab. So don't fall for it. And I'm sure they'll have new vaccines, you know, for whatever's coming. Don't fall for it. What else do I have here? I still didn't get 3x5 cards, so. When Trump first took office, well, before he did, he went to a rabbi, him and some of his family, went to a rabbi, a very powerful rabbi, who does basically spells. And they went to him, and for him to set it up, he's in the Talmud, but to set up this magical spell, there has to be a sacrifice. And that's how Trump got into office in the first place. So I don't know, you know, who was sacrificed or what child or whatever, but it was done by this rabbi that Trump went to, him and a few of his family, and put in motion this ritual so he could become president. Shedding and sugar. If you are suffering from the time-release death injections, or you've been shedded on from someone who took the time-release death injections, and you're suffering, which I have heard from, I don't know, about 5 or 6 people now in my little circle. If you're suffering from the shedding, you want to stay away from things like sugar and big doses of iron. Copper, a small dose of copper would help you, I believe. But basically, you gotta stay away from sugar because it reacts badly with what's going on in your body. Being around the vaccinated for very long, especially in a closed room, the blood, your blood, you're not vaccinated, will change. And the more shedding you get, the more time you're around the so-called vaccinated, the ones who took the time-release death injections, the more time you're around them, the more you will become vaccinated. And it's showing up in the blood. Even the micro dots, the electronics, let's say the graphene structures in the time-release death injections, it'll come through to you just by being around them, breathing the same air they're breathing while they're shedding. So, more reason to try to avoid as much as possible the ones that took the time-release death injections. The tornadoes in Mississippi, and along that area, from what I could see, it looked like geoengineering to me, because there was a front that came down from the north, and then there was another front. It was a cold front that came in, and they mixed, and that caused the tornadoes. And I believe it was geoengineered, because everything pretty much is right now. There's more train derailments. Gee, all of a sudden. Yeah. It's all done on purpose. It's all part of the plan. And did you see where Willy Wonka's chocolate factory blew up? I hope Willy Wonka wasn't in there. I don't know if it was Willy Wonka's chocolate factory or not, but it was a chocolate factory. So, all this stuff is going on right now to scare us, to make it so it's harder for us to live day to day. Also, I want to talk about people are still in the mindset aliens are demons. They're all demons, 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 demons. No. Aliens are aliens. Demons are demons. Demons are entities that everybody has some form of entities, bad spirits, or even worse, perhaps possession. A lot of mental health is caused by an imbalance, and by that imbalance and frequency, entities come in. And you can be possessed by, you know, a mild spirit, let's say, or a full onward demonic force. Demonic forces do not take body form. They will enter someone's body and use it as a vessel. Sometimes before a person dies, they'll be possessed. And spirits, if you set up, I don't know how to put this really. Spirits, the spirit of, you know, oh, I have a spirit of anger, I have a spirit of love, or I have a spirit of this or that or this. It goes with frequency, and you can take a tape recorder and make up a name and start, you know, recording and talking to the tape recorder. And sooner or later, you'll get a spirit that'll start talking back to you. These are interdimensional forces. We don't see these things, but they're out there. They're all around us. They're always trying to infect people who are weak-minded and who are of low vibration. Demonic beings don't need a spacecraft. They're not trying to fool mankind into aliens like a lot of Christians claim. You know, that's ridiculous. Interdimensional beings, there's just so much life in the universe. And we don't see it because we're so locked into this physical realm. Some of us do because we meditate. So, and about your flatness, I did a video months ago on flatness, and I left it pretty open, you know, tried not to sway anybody any direction. Coffee's really good. But, you know, when the sun is setting, and most of the time when it sets, it doesn't change shape, it just kind of goes away. Well, the flat earthers are saying, see, it's a flat earth, see? Well, actually, there are times when the sun's going down, and it looks really big. And the reason for that is because of the atmosphere, as it's going over the slight edge of the earth, the atmosphere acts like a convex lens and magnifies it like a telescope. As it's going down, there's that concaved effect, and that makes the sun look bigger. If it was a flat earth, it wouldn't do that. It would just continue. Also, when you look through a telescope at the ocean, there's a boat out there, it's gone out of sight. When you use a telescope or a good telephoto lens, you focus in on the edge that you see of the ocean and you pick up a ship. Well, the thing is, it's not flat. There is a slight curve. There is a slight curve in water because you never see the water line on the ship. You see the ship, but you can't see the water line because of a slight curve. So, and when they look out, like, oh, I see landscape across water and a city, you know, far away, and they go, see, it's flat. Well, you're not seeing where the water comes right up to the, you're not seeing it because of the slight curve. So anyway, I don't care if you believe flat earth or globe or whatever. My point is, I believe the earth is bigger than what we've been told by the Freemasons. And I think everything is much different than what the Freemasons claim. I would suggest, because of what's coming up, of the hardships we're going to come across, I suggest you look up videos, anything on depression, the Great Depression, day-to-day living in the Great Depression. Also, I've brought this up before in videos, like probably a year ago or last summer, I don't remember. But the movie Grapes of Wrath, you need to see it. And if you've seen it before, check it out again, watch it again. Heavy movie, real heavy movie. But I'm trying to get you to see what's about to happen. Hard times. YouTube, they took down another video of mine, and I've had it with YouTube. And I've got three channels on YouTube. One channel has two strikes. If I get one more, they'll take it down. The other channel has a strike, and I put up a video today that I knew they would take down and give me a strike. They haven't done it. So we'll see how long that video lasts. And then I've got a third channel that I really haven't done anything with. I haven't worked it or anything. So what I'm going to do is put up some more videos, and if I get more strikes and they actually take down my channel or channels, then I'm done with YouTube completely. I'll never go back. And the thing is I've got a few friends on YouTube that I still go over there and spend just a little bit of time just watching their videos, because they put out content almost every day. In fact, one person does, Jerry Hansen. He's a good friend of mine, and he has a homestead, Pine Meadows hobby farm, homestead, something like that. And so if they take me down, if YouTube takes me down, it's going to be a shame. But I'll just never have anything to do with YouTube again. And I'm trying to get Jerry to start putting up his stuff on another medium. He had one, he tried one on Rumble, and he got hardly any views at all, and he just dropped it. So I'm trying to get him to work it. And I've told him about BitChute and Brideon, but we'll see what happens. There's another YouTuber I've been watching for years, even longer than Jerry's videos, but I've been watching Prepper Princess, and I've been watching her videos for a very long time. And so if I give up YouTube for good, that's going to be kind of a loss, because, you know, you kind of get to know people through the videos, and I've known her for years and years and years. So, what else did I want to talk about? I've been baking a lot of bread lately. I'm trying to fill up my freezer. It's not a big freezer, you know. It's not like a standing alone freezer. But anyway, I've been baking a lot of bread and filling up the freezer with like bean soup and beans and chili and bread. And so today I'm going to be baking more bread. And there is a lot to do around here since it's been bad weather. I haven't been able to get out and walk like I should be doing. And so I'm hoping that it kind of lets up today so I can get out and do a few things. I've been working in the garden on and off between rainstorms and getting ideas for this summer for out in the backyard for making videos. You know, I'm kind of just planning things out in my mind. So anyway, God bless each and every one of you. And don't forget, every now and then you gotta ring the Liberty Bell. Hang in there, everybody. It's rough times coming, but hang in there. Don't fall for any more BS that comes out. I know a lot of you haven't, so right on. Midnight Sunday.